Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our buddy Jeff Zabar is here, too. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're coming up on 16 years. Later this year, we'll celebrate his 16th anniversary with us. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's the author of all the books on home-based working that... home-based business that you ever would ever need, and he's an award-winning journalist. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always great to be with you, Jim. I appreciate you having me.
Good to have you back. Hey, Jeff, one of the things that you've experienced lately and I've experienced lately, I think we ought to talk about, and that is the way people express themselves online.
Right.
You know, we've talked in the past about writing emails that you thought you realized later was probably inappropriate. You know, we've talked about writing an email and sleeping on it, you know, see how you feel the next morning before you send it, that kind of thing. In terms of the content of what you're saying in the email or in the social media post or whatever. But there's another element of behavior that's important these days, isn't there?
Well, absolutely. I was surfing Facebook. It's funny you should bring that up. I was surfing Facebook this past week, and obviously I have, you know, family and friends there talk about what, you know, what little Johnny did or little Susie did and what they've accomplished,
right,
and how proud they are, whatever. But I also have, obviously, people on Facebook who I follow who are more business or people like me, micropreneurs, you know, just talking about either their successes, their challenges, et cetera, their commitments, as I call them, commitments or resolutions for the new year. Somebody shared a comment from somebody, and the content of the comment or the topic is irrelevant for this conversation. It was talking about, you know, why do you email me when I'm away, knowing I'm away, and knowing I'm not going to touch it because I'm on vacation. But it was laden with F-bombs. So it was laden with curse words that in general conversation and in a very public forum like Facebook or any social media, you really have to question the source. Now, my issue
As your grandmother would have said, not in polite company.
Not in polite company. And the problem is this, that a lot of us on social media, in our lives, we have our own characteristics and our, you know, this is who we are. This, in the business world, is who we made ourselves out to be. So she's made herself out to be somebody who is not a, you know, it won't be infrequent for her to drop an F-bomb or to get a really hard time. I doubt this the first time.
This was a female.
I'm sorry, this was a female. And this was a business person. And I surmised from it, I searched a little bit.
A female business leader or... business, someone who wanted other people to respect her as a professional and do business with her.
So right, and you know what?
Amazing.
It may be that is her character, and my issue is not that
she
did
what?
It.
That's her what?
Her character. Yeah, character.
Well, okay. I hope she doesn't mind being hungry.
Right. Well, my issue is beyond, you know, her audience. It's like going to a rock concert with a metal band. The F-bombs
right.
on stage. Those fans are like, yeah!
That's different.
But you don't know if that concert is going to be aired on Oprah, for example,
right.
or on
right.
national TV. It turns it around and opens you to
well,
an audience
that
may be
totally
offended.
When you go to a venue like that, you know you're going to get stuff. But when you go on media, when you receive emails, I had an experience in the last few months on a professional group that I do has running email threads all the time on different topics. And this one guy who lives in another country, this is an international group, lives in another country, dropped some F-bombs in this piece that he was contributing to. And I don't really know the guy, you know, I'm in and out of the threads, but I just stopped and said, hey guys, I don't think this kind of language is conducive or appropriate for a professional organization.
Right.
And you know what? He a couple of people thanked me, and he apologized.
Yep. Now,
and I don't. He let his personal behavior with his buds down at the pub get over into his professional life, and
right.
He just got out of hand. And I don't care what how old you are. I don't care if you're 18, 28, or 68. That kind of language, crude language, has no place in business. Now, if you want to use a well-rounded hell or damn for emphasis or something, if it's in context appropriate, you know, that's one thing. But to use that kind of stuff all the time, especially some of the worst words,
right?
It's just inappropriate. It makes you look, in my opinion, very small.
Well, and like I said, you know, the topic of who her audience is and how she's reaching out to this audience is one thing. But in social media, you know, it's almost like the movie Ocean's 11, where at the end, Julia Roberts says to Andy Garcia, you know, you said it yourself, Andy, in my hotel, you know, you never know who's, or somebody's always watching. In social media, somebody's always going to see it that you did not intend to see it. And it gets shared. And it spreads out. So I may be some guy who thinks that I can get away with that. Just as in as much as, you know, I write words for corporate copy, there are people out there who may see it and say, oh, I don't need corporate copy. I need journalism. That's why you have to market to a broader audience or whatever
right.
the case. Maybe you just got to be careful. You got to be careful because now, among many people, her image is tarnished. She may not care.
Well, see, and we're talking about two parts to this. One is what's appropriate for the community. And the other is, don't be stupid yourself.
Right.
Because, I mean, look at how many people will, I mean, what if that person calls on somebody to do business with them, and, you know, you heard me talk about relevance. How many times have you heard me talk about relevance? Well, part of relevance is that person that she called on looks her up online,
right.
goes to her Facebook page, spends some time there to see, if this person is relevant to me, do I even want to do business with this person? Well, if I saw that in a thread, in a Facebook thread that she had said that, I wouldn't let her come back to my office, let alone do business with her. I would fear that she couldn't be controlled in other settings.
Right. It becomes a reputation management.
It's real.
Right.
It's real. It's not only inappropriate, it's professionally stupid and actually professionally suicide to use that kind of language. Coming right back after these messages, Jeffrey Zabar and I will be right back. By the way, Jeff's website is chiefhomeofficer.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.